You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. When it comes to business startup culture in Wisconsin, we hear a lot of things, often negative things, especially after it was reported this year that Wisconsin ranks dead last for startup activity in the nation.
But despite that distinction, our next guest says there's a lot of misinformation out there about Wisconsin's startup culture. He's looking to bust some of what he calls the most persistent myths.
Tom Still joins us now. He's the president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Veronica. Hi, Rob.
Well, Tom, before we get going into the myth-busting, what's your take on the current status of startup culture here in Wisconsin?
I think it is really healthy. It's and it varies a little bit sector to sector. And, of course, you know, with my role with Wisconsin Technology Council, I'm going to see more tech-based startups and tech-based emerging companies than companies that might be in some of the other sectors. But generally speaking, it is a healthy environment that looks way better than it did 10 or 15 years ago.
So when you say it's healthy, you still have looming out there this 50th out of 50 ranking. So when you give that health barometer of healthy, do you think that you're comparing it to how it was in the past, or what are you comparing it to?
Well, and you know, let's bear in mind with the 50th. That was one ranking. It was from the Kauffman Foundation, and they do good work around a lot of things. But, you know, stand back and think about that. Are we really 50th behind West Virginia or Mississippi or some of the other states you may think of? Not really. It's in part how they crunch the data. A lot of it has to do with entrepreneurs who leave one job to do a startup. That's not often the Wisconsin way. Often in Wisconsin, people are still working that day job, but they're involved in startups, and that may take place for a while before they really cut all the ties. So if you look at some of the other rankings that are out there, for example, the Milken Institute, we recently rose up to 18th in terms of some of their measures of tech-based startups, and that's from 36th just a few years before. So are we the best state for startups? No. But are we dead last? I would argue that's simply not the case. There are reasons we could and should do better, but I'd be willing to defend us as not being last any day of the week.
Okay, well, so let's get into these five myths that you recently wrote about. Myth number one, you write about, all entrepreneurial ventures are pretty much alike, so isn't there a template for success to be followed by all of them? So the template myth, Tom.
Yeah, well, and this begins with the fact that not all startups are alike. Some are the traditional mom-and-pop businesses that, you know, launch on Main Street, and they intend to stay there, succeed there, usually with not a lot of growth capital or even employees. And that's, you know, that's a bread and butter kind of thing for small business everywhere in the United States, so we're no different. Then other types are lifestyle businesses in which the owner turns a hobby or an avocation into a way to make money and while still having fun with it. And then social entrepreneurs are those who may turn a passion, whether it be environmentalism or education or helping children, into a business that pays the bills while still doing well by others. The area where we focus is what is generally referred to as a gazelle, meaning these are companies who want to grow quickly, then leap ahead of the competition, creating a lot of value and jobs along the way. And those are also the trickiest to fund and to grow, but they are the ones that often have the most potential.
Well, in myth number two, let's move on to that one now. You say one myth in Wisconsin, there isn't enough angel and venture capital in Wisconsin for the great emerging companies here. So where are we on things like venture capital in Wisconsin?
Yeah. Well, for starters, the best companies will find funding if they look hard enough and they make the right pitch and they're able to persuade investors that those investors can get a strong return on their dollars. We run something called the Wisconsin Early Stage Symposium, which is the oldest and largest venture fair, really, in Wisconsin. And that's going to happen in early November, and it really is an example of companies that will be there to put their best foot forward to investors. In fact, we'll have about 45 companies all told. And we're not California. We're not Boston. We're not even Minnesota in some ways when it comes to venture capital. But the gap is closing. Just a couple of recent years, 2013, there were 86 Wisconsin early stage companies and raised about $130 million in angel and venture capital. Last year, 2014, it rose to 113 companies that did the same, and the total dollars more than doubled. And so far, 2015 is on track with 2014, if not better. So while it's not easy raising money, those companies really have to show value. It's getting better here in Wisconsin.
You said these entrepreneurs they need to make the right pitch and find the right match. Any advice about how to do that?
Well, I think many times tech-based entrepreneurs in a pitch, and these pitches can be in for example in our conference anywhere from 90 seconds for some companies to 5 minutes for others. They need to spend time on what is the value proposition. How will it make money? How will it serve a market need? How will it create new markets where perhaps none existed in the past? It's less about the technology and the gee whiz factor. Investors will get into that later on. That if there's a follow-up meeting, you know, the goal of a pitch is to get a meeting. And the investors will kick those kinds of tires when they get into a follow-up meeting and all the due diligence they do moving along. So it's something that happens later. So focus on the message of what's the market, what's the competition, how are you going to create value for those investors.
We're talking to Tom Still right now, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. He's talking about some of the top myths he sees surrounding startup culture in Wisconsin. And Tom, at number three, you say the myth is we're 50th in startups among 50 states, so Wisconsin must be unfriendly to new companies. You got at that a little. Anything else you want to say to bust that one?
Well, you know, and again, we talked a little bit about how some of these surveys measure what's going on in Wisconsin, and there are you know, different surveys and ratings that are going to do different things. At the end of the day, I think it's important to measure ourselves against ourselves. And if you look back 10 or 15 years in Wisconsin, the things that are created now that did not exist then, it speaks to the fact that we're really becoming a much better state when it comes to having startup companies and then keeping them alive. There were no angel investor tax credits 10 years ago. There was only one investment conference, which was ours. There was no entrepreneurs conference. There was no governor's business plan contest. There were very few support groups out there like ourselves to help entrepreneurs in terms of mentoring. There were only one or two campuses that had entrepreneurial programs. So all of that has really sprung up in the last 10 to 15 years. To make Wisconsin a much more friendly place for entrepreneurs of really all stripes.
And let's move along here to number four. You say, here's one that's out there. All of the technical and management talent is clustered on the coast, and the Wisconsin's a flyover state. So I guess basically the myth there is that even if you've got a great idea and some resources, you're not going to find the people power, the human resources to run your business. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Increasingly, there are some really good stories that countered that myth. That probably was true 15 years ago, because imagine yourself as a CEO coming to Wisconsin to help run a tech-based company here. Well, if it didn't work out, what are you going to do? You know, in the Silicon Valley or in Boston, you could fall out of your front door and walk down the street, and you'd probably find another company that's a good match. Here, that wasn't the case at the time, but now it is becoming so. The story of Exact Sciences, for example, two folks in Madison brought that company to Madison from Boston, and they were the only employees at the time. Today they got 450 employees. Jamf Software in Eau Claire was started by a couple of UW Eau Claire graduates. Zach Homestead is one. He's going to speak at our conference. He was told repeatedly, you can't build a software company in the Chippewa Valley. You won't find enough good people. Well, they've got 400 people now in the Chippewa Valley and in the Twin Cities and sales around the world. And then, of course, there's Epic in Verona. It's up to about 9,000 people now. They have more than 50% of the national market share in electronic health records. And they attract people to Wisconsin every day. So we have reached the point where not only have we long had the scientific talent, we also have the management talent to help those companies grow.
Okay, we're going to wrap up with your last. You say that the policymakers in Wisconsin, this is a myth, just care about manufacturing, agriculture, and tourism. So why bother pursuing startups in information technology or life sciences? Mm-hmm. Where's that?
Yeah, they, you know, state legislators that, at least that we speak with, and we attend different hearings and are asked to talk at different hearings or working groups in the Capitol. They increasingly understand that the technology is not just a silo. It's not just for geeks and scientists who work in wet labs. It's embedded in every core industry in Wisconsin, especially manufacturing, which is really had to become high-tech to survive. In agriculture, we have two events coming up that are about that, and tourism, where connectivity, broadband, and all of the other things that are around having the right messages on tourism are really important. So those are driving, technology is really driving some of our largest and most historic sectors. And the state, it's worth mentioning that it is a limited partner in the Badger Fund of Funds, which is now launching. It's a $25 million fund to be matched 2-to-1 by private dollars. And that, I think, was a strong signal that the state does support things. So, could more happen? Could other things be passed by the legislature to improve the situation? Sure, but I think it's worth noting that they're increasingly very attentive.
Well, Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Veronica.
That was Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. He joined us to talk about some of the top myths surrounding startup culture here in Wisconsin.